fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the oat cereal that's ready to eat, Betty Crocker Mixes, and Wheaties, the breakfast of champions, present by special recording, The Lone Ranger.
Say, when you get home from an afternoon of fun with the gang, aren't you sometimes so hungry you don't think you can wait till supper time? You don't want to spoil your appetite for dinner, but still you need a little something. Well, how about a nice cold glass of milk and a big square of warm gingerbread? Just the thing. And it's no trouble at all for your mom to whip up a batch if she uses Betty Crocker gingerbread mix. Everything she needs is right there in the package. She just adds water and it's ready to bake. Betty Crocker gingerbread smells so good when she takes it out of the oven, all piping hot and spicy. And you know what tastes real good? A big dab of whipped cream on top. Have Mom bake some soon. Ask her to get Betty Crocker gingerbread mix next time she goes to the store.
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, Silver! Let go, big fellow! I'll Silver!
The terrain surrounding Fort Stockton was rough and mountainous, providing protection not only for hostile Indians, but also for outlaws.
Me not here, Padre, say. My colonel at Fort send for us to come there, Kimasabi.
The Padre didn't know why, Tonto. He received a message from Colonel Milton asking him to get in touch with us. The letter the Padre received said the colonel was very anxious to see me personally.
Just before sunset, the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the outskirts of the fort. A short time later, one of the troopers at Fort Stockton entered the colonel's quarters.
Well, Sergeant, what is it?
Colonel Milton, the guards are outside with two men.
What have they done? Who are they?
One's a masked man, the other an Indian. They said they came to see you. The masked man sent this in, sir. He seems certain that you'll see him, Colonel.
Silver bullet. Of course I'll see him at once. And waiting for him to arrive.
But he's masked.
I know, but he's not an outlaw. Ask him to come right in.
Yes, sir.
Colonel Milton will see you, sir.
Oh, thanks. Hello, you wait for the horse.
Here we are. Here.
Well, Colonel, good to see you again.
I've been hoping you'd come soon, sir. Please sit down.
Thank you.
I know you're wondering why I asked you to come here.
I knew there must be something of importance.
It is very important, sir. On three occasions within the last 2 months, outlaws have successfully held up trains coming west. On two of those holdups, they got supplies and payrolls coming here to this fort. The trains were wrecked and the supplies and money taken.
You're expecting another shipment soon?
Day after tomorrow. We expect a carload of new rifles along with the payroll.
Who else here at the fort knows about that?
Lieutenant Ashton. But I'll vouch for his loyalty.
See? What is it you expect me to do, Colonel?
I hope you can prevent another holdup, sir. I know it's expecting a great deal. But I felt we must have someone who can work from the outside. We're all too well known.
Well, I'll do all I can, sir. I think it best to keep my mission here a secret. Have you told anyone that you sent for me and why?
I've kept the matter to myself, sir.
Good. Then no one else at the fort will know our plans.
No. But I left orders that if a man of your description came here, He should be admitted at once.
I see. If I find out anything, Colonel, I'll get in touch with you right away.
Thank you, sir. Knowing that you're here is a great relief to me.
Thanks for your confidence. Adios.
Goodbye, sir.
Meantime, in a hideout in the mountainous region outside of Fort Stockton, a large man by the name of Trigger Morton, an outlaw chief, sat in his cabin talking to a sharp-featured young man who had just entered.
Well, Manly, any news for me this time?
Well, it depends on what you call news, Trigger. Lieutenant Ashton dropped in to see my sister again last night.
Well, what'd you find out?
He said he couldn't stay. Just came into the settlement to pick up an important dispatch at the telegraph office.
Mm-hmm. That must mean another shipment is ready to leave for Fort Stockton.
Yeah. I questioned my sister Ida and found out that the lieutenant isn't going to get to see her anytime Friday. That's 3 days from now.
Hmm. The only day he misses seeing her is when the payroll and supplies are coming in. Those are the days he always has to stay right at the fort.
Yeah, that's right.
That means the payroll and stuff must be coming on the westbound Friday afternoon.
That's the way I figure it, too.
You know, that romance the lieutenant is having with your sister is to our advantage. They don't know that between them they give us enough information to figure out things.
I found out something else.
Yeah? What else did you find out?
I was sort of kidding the lieutenant about the troopers having a handful and needing reinforcements out here.
Well?
He said it wasn't possible to get more troopers for a while. But after this week, they'd be in a better position to handle the Indians and outlaws.
What's he mean by that?
I was thinking he meant maybe they were getting plenty of ammunition and rifles in that new ship.
Say, I'll bet you hit it that time. Well, I'm going to get some of the others in here, and we'll lay plans for wrecking and robbing that Friday westbound.
After leaving the fort, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode into the hills and made camp. The Lone Ranger told his Indian companion the result of the meeting with the colonel.
And you think maybe Lieutenant take word to outlaws, Timothy?
Well, the colonel says he trusts Lieutenant Ashton, Tonto. Of course, it's possible that Ashton is not loyal, in spite of how the colonel feels about it.
Isn't that right?
I'll get a description of Lieutenant Ashton, and we'll keep an eye on him. The outlaws are getting information from someone, that's certain. I'll talk to the colonel again in the morning.
The following day at the fort, the Lone Ranger saw Lieutenant Ashton. Later, he described him to Tonto and assigned the Indian to follow the lieutenant whenever he left the fort, while the Lone Ranger searched the nearby hills for any possible outlaw hideout. It was late afternoon of the next day when Tonto followed the lieutenant from the fort to Ida Manley's house. A short time later, from a nearby hiding place, Tonto saw a man come out of the house and ride hurriedly away.
There go, fella. Maybe him take message to outlaws from Lieutenant Ashton.
Easy, fella. We follow him. Maybe we find out something. Get him up, scout.
Tonto followed Manley for several miles. Finally, coming around a bend in the trail, he discovered the man was not in sight. Since the trail was hard and dry, Tonto had to stop to check on the hoofprints of Manley's horse.
Oh, fella. Easy, fella.
Look at the sign. Let me find hoofprints. I'm going to go on trail further.
Easy, scout. Easy, fella. Get him up, scout.
Tonto rode on slowly, watching for the place where Manley might have turned off the trail. He approached a place where there were many boulders on the hillsides. Suddenly...
Oscar! Easy, fella. Easy.
Get around and go back, Indian.
Tonto heard the voice, but he couldn't see Manly, who was well hidden behind one of the boulders. The Indian sat motionless for a moment.
You heard what I said, Indian. Turn around and get going.
The Indian's keen eyes moved in the direction from which the voice had come. This time, Tonto saw the glint of a gun over the top of one of the low boulders. Then his motionless figure sprang into fast action.
Me not turn back!
As Tonto threw shots in Manly's direction...
Get him up, scout!
He urged his horse behind a large boulder just off the trail.
Oh, scout, oh, fella! Young fella.
Him plenty surprised, scout. Fella riding away in hurry. Maybe lead us into another ambush when him have other men there. Now, me go back now. Tell Lone Ranger.
Easy, Scott. Easy, fella. Get him up, scout!
Later, Tonto met the Lone Ranger and told him what had happened.
We go to the fort and report the matter to the colonel. He'll assign some troopers to go with us. We can follow the trail of that man. All right, let's go to the fort right now. You just said a big fellow, Scout. Easy, fella.
One, two, three. Oh.
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
All over the country, in every direction, how you doing is the question. And here's one that the happy people have to say. Weedings, oh, weedings, and do, and okay.
Okay. Yep, take Mickey Mantle, born in Oklahoma, star with the New York Yankees. From out west, where a man's a man. And what a man is Mantle. Say, Mickey's been eating Wheaties for years. Now listen, here's another champion with plenty of zing in his swing. Zing! That's a service ace for champion Pancho Gonzalez, a native Californian. He hits them hard, he makes them swish, and in the morning enjoys his dish of Wheaties. Sure, lip-smacking, taste-tickling, ribs-sticking good. And there's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake.
Keep on eating your Wheaties, and you'll be doing
okay. Now, to continue. Arriving at the fort, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were taken by the sergeant to Colonel Milton's headquarters. They reported what had happened, and just as they had finished, the door opened and Lieutenant Ashton entered with Manly.
I'm convinced, Colonel, that the man Tonto followed must be...
Sir, I didn't know you had visitors. A masked hombre. I don't say...
This man is my friend and a loyal American.
Joe Manly has something to report to you, sir. It's important, so I decided to bring him right in.
We'll leave, Colonel, if you think we should.
No, don't go, sir. This is Lieutenant Ashton. The other man is Joe Manly.
Howdy.
Lieutenant, that's the Indian I was telling you about.
You mean this is the Indian who followed you?
That's right.
What's this all about, Lieutenant?
Well, Joe Manly came to me and reported he'd been followed by an Indian on the trail to his mining claim in the hills. Now he says this is the same Indian.
That's right, it was him.
That's right. Me think maybe you outlaw. That's why me follow.
That's a hot one.
I can vouch for Joe Manly, sir.
You vouch for him, Lieutenant?
Lieutenant Ashton is engaged to Manly's sister, Ida. Naturally, he knows Joe very well.
I see.
Lieutenant, these two men came in to report the same matter.
That's right. Tonto seems to have made a mistake. He saw Manly riding into the hills and becoming suspicious followed. I understand there was gunplay.
Sure. As soon as I found out an Indian was following me, I decided not to take any chances. I warned him with a bullet, told him to turn back.
That's right.
Fortunately, no harm was done. Joe came right here to the fort and told me about it, thinking your friend might be a hostile Indian.
Well, Colonel, there's no need for us to stay longer.
The Colonel tells me he asked you to come
here.
There's
no need to mention that now, Lieutenant.
With my understanding that no one except the Colonel knew why I came here, Lieutenant.
Well, sir...
I think the less said about it right now, sir, the better. We'll leave now, Tonto. Adios. Well, Tonto, I was surprised when the lieutenant came in with that fellow Manly.
You think Manly tell truth about going to mine and claim?
Could be. But I'm still not satisfied about either him or the lieutenant.
What we do now, Kimasabi?
Those two are working together for the outlaws. They'll be on guard against us from now on.
On that right.
We'll camp for the night. Tomorrow is the day the train comes through. Come on, Silver.
Get up, stop.
That night, Manly made a report to the outlaw chief, Trigger Morton.
Trig, there's a masked man and an Indian snooping around.
A masked hombre, you say?
Yeah, rides a big white stallion. Seems to have the run of the fort, too.
Hey, he must be the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger? Who's he?
Now look, Manly, I've been around. When I was riding trail south of San Antonio a year ago, I heard about a masked hombre riding a big white stallion. It seems he works on the side of the law. He's got a mighty terrific reputation.
Holy smoke. And I bet that's him, all right.
Yeah, we'll have to watch our step.
The following morning, the Lone Ranger and Tonto left camp at dawn and rode toward the hills.
Train come today with payroll. Maybe Colonel have troopers watching for outlaws.
The Colonel plans to send what troopers he can spare to Flint Rock to board the train, Tonto.
Why are we stopping, Kimasabi?
There's the railroad tracks just ahead of us, Tonto.
Oh, yeah. Them run through small rocky canyon just ahead.
You take the trail that goes around that ridge. I'm going to ride through the canyon to inspect the right-of-way. We'll meet at the other end of the canyon.
Ah.
Now be careful, Tonto.
Get them up, Stout!
Come on, Silver.
The Lone Ranger moved slowly onto the right-of-way and followed the railroad tracks into the canyon. The steep, slanting sides of the canyon were covered with large boulders and scrub brush, providing a secure hiding place and vantage point for any who might want to watch the railroad tracks below.
Easy, big fella.
Thinking Silver's whinny had been a warning, the Lone Ranger glanced keenly at the slopes on each side. Then once again, he fastened his eyes on the right-of-way. Suddenly, he saw something. The spikes had been removed from one small section of the rails, enough to throw the train, which was due at any moment, smashing into the rocky side of the canyon. The Lone Ranger didn't change his expression or Silver's pace. He knew now that Silver's whinny had been a warning that the many boulders hid outlaws, waiting to pounce down on the wrecked train. He knew, too, that they were probably watching him, waiting to see if he discovered their plan.
Ready, Silver?
Slowly he rode onward, giving no sign of what he had discovered, until he heard a sound that called for immediate action.
Well, the train's coming. We have to stop it before it comes around the bend.
Oh, Silver!
Beyond the entrance to the canyon, the Lone Ranger saw the oncoming train. Removing his white hat, he waved it over his head as he rode in the middle of the tracks toward the thundering engine.
Must make them stop. Come on, Silver!
In the cab of the engine, a trooper sat beside the engineer.
Hey, look. A masked hombre in the middle of the tracks. Hey, that local outlaw thinks he can stop his train. He's a fool. Throw lead at him as we go by, Spooky.
Yeah. Maybe there are others waiting. Hey, wait. That's the masked hombre who came to the fort. The colonel knows it.
But what's the colonel about the train?
What?
Sure. If you see. Oh.
Who's over? Oh, easy, steady, big fella. The rails have been torn up. Outlaws are in the canyon waiting.
Oh, great day. We'd have been wrecked.
The outlaws must have left their horses up on the canyon rim. If we scatter the horses, they'll be easy to capture. Are there many troopers on the train?
Yeah, plenty. I have a bugle here to give them a warning. Have them come on the run.
Here's Toto.
Hold on, all right.
Oh, me here, bugle, Kimasabi. See, train stop.
Yes, outlaws in the canyon. The troopers will attack them.
And what we do?
The outlaws must have heard the bugle. There are no troopers on board, and they'll try to get away. We'll ride along the canyon rim and scatter their horses while the troopers move in on them. I'll take the right rim, you take the other side. All right, let's hurry. Move, move, move.
The outlaws had heard the bugle, and they turned back and started up the slope to their horses. Meantime, riding like the wind, the Lone Ranger came within sight of some of the horses. He saw a couple of men start over the edge of the canyon toward them.
Two of them coming up from the canyon. There go the horses.
troopers are attacking now. We'll keep any of those outlaws from coming up this side. Pull to the hole!
The bank! The bank up here!
As Joe Manley fell, the Lone Ranger saw the figure of Quigger running down the slope.
Easy, folks, over easy, Penny. Stay there.
He leaped from Silver's back and raced after him. The Lone Ranger carried on a running gun battle with Quigger, who dodged from one rock to another. Finally, with a cry of pain, Quigger fell, a bullet through his shoulder.
You were with Manley. You must be the gang leader. You are the two I wanted most.
Here in the colonel's headquarters at the fort.
I'm glad, Colonel, that your talk with Miss Ida Manley has cleared Lieutenant Ashton of any disloyalty.
Hereafter, Lieutenant, I'm sure you'll be careful of what you say when you go to visit your lady.
In a way, Colonel, the blame lies with you.
With me? Now, see here, sir, though we're friends...
The understanding between us was that you would keep my mission here secret. I was surprised to find that you had taken the lieutenant into your confidence, sir.
I see what you mean. The lieutenant is my aide-de-camp, and I... I'm sorry, sir, that I broke my word unthinkingly.
Fortunately, we managed to capture the gang in spite of the information they received.
And thank you for what you've done, sir.
We're glad we were able to help, Colonel. Altano's waiting outside, so I'll leave now. Adios.
Goodbye, and thank you.
Colonel, I've never met a man like him before. In fact, I was taken by surprise when he reprimanded you. And you, well...
And I took it so meekly, eh?
Yes, sir. You've never told me exactly who he is.
Lieutenant, even generals respect him enough to admit a mistake and take his reprimand. You see, that masked man is the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger, a copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, is produced by Pendle Campbell Muir Incorporated. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Boyd. Listen to the Lone Ranger, brought to you by special recording Mondays through Fridays at this same time.